It's Tuesday, and this is Karen Lyle, your host today on SalesSport Talk on Sports Byline, broadcasting to 100 million people in 168 countries, including iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, CRN Talk, the American Forces Network, and 700 radio stations around the world. We have with us our good friend Terry Hutchinson, who is representing the USA with the New York Yacht Club's American Magic team in the 37th Louis Vuitton America's Cup. Terry, how are you doing in Barcelona today?
We're doing well, thank you. I think you can feel inside of our team, inside of our four walls, I think you can feel a little bit of nervous anticipation. And at the same time, you know, we've had good, consistent execution over the last 22 months. And so I remain cautiously optimistic. I think our competitors are very good. So
you never know which way this is going to go, but you have been putting your all into this, both on the design and the training and the support for the team side. Tell me a little bit about what you've done with the boat since the last America's Cup, because we're using something of a similar rule.
Yeah, we're still using the AC75 class rule that has evolved. Foil arms are 250 longer and the span area is bigger in the box. The boat's 1,000 kilos lighter. We've gone from arm power to leg power and a lot more hydraulic usages on the boat. There's no real sheets or winches or anything like that. And so, you know, I think the probably some of the bigger differences that you see are things that you can't see, which is the Megatronics and the logic systems inside the boat. There's a 2-second delay in the roll, which allows for a somewhat of a automated or autopiloted system, even though it has a delay inside of it. And inside of that is probably where there's a lot of detail, because you know, to completely understand it, you have to be a bit of a super genius in the coding and in the ability to get the boat to do things that you want it to do automatically, while at the same time, you have limited hydraulic power inside the boat. And so how you manage that hydraulic resource, how you allocate it to what function and what feature at any given time is kind of the trick behind it. And so in that regards, it's quite a bit different than what AC36 was. And then as a team, really, when we licked our wounds at the end of AC36, you know, we highlighted a couple of things that we took to heart, which is, you know, the primary one was making sure that our racing skills are up to snuff. And our principals had purchased and we used for foil development 2 AC40s. But in the first quarter of 2024, you know, we had a 3-month reasonably extensive racing program where we were out every single day with two boats racing against each other and really learning idiosyncrasies of match racing these boats well and developing our team in-house. And so, you know, I think between that and the work that Tom has been doing on the SailGP, I think our racing skills are up to snuff. You know, they could always be better, but we should come out on day one in a reasonably good spot, you know, move it forward from there.
What role does cavitation play in the design for the foils? Because you said you've made some changes and so forth, and that's always kind of a physical limitation. Yeah.
That is a very good question. Thank you for that. Cavitation is critical. You know, obviously the higher you set the cavitation speed of the foil, the faster the foil is going to go, but it probably comes at a compromise of size and there's some limitations inside of that, but that's that is the very essence of what the designers are designing the foils to. And so it's a very good question. And what you learn, and what I think probably all the teams learn, is where the science and the actual line up in the water. You know, where does the foil cavitate at a higher speed than what the designer actually thought it was going to? And so, you know, certainly from American Magic's perspective, you know, if I was going to, you know, when you reflect back at the end of AC36, we stopped our team for the better part of 10 months before we hired Scott Ferguson as the design coordinator and Scott got the team put back together. So from that, you know, if you snapshot from that moment in late 21, kind of early 22, when really the final, you know, everything was finalized with designers and stuff like that, I would say that they've, between the work that Brett Ward and Pete Melvin did on the Hall of Patriot and the work that Davide and Mario and Ferdinand all did on the foils. And, you know, they're kind of the front guys, but there's a lot of people behind them working. They did an impressive job for the amount of time that they had allocated to it. And, you know, I think it feels like Patriot's a fast boat when we watch her sail. And so, you know, I'm optimistic, but I'm always continually impressed by the what was designed and executed upon by the American Magic team. Obviously, we want it to be fast. Time will tell if she is, but sitting here today, I'm comfortable with our cavitation speed and where we sit there, and equally as optimistic about Patriots' performance on the water.
Well, and for our listeners, cavitation is when the water starts to boil right on the foil because
Yeah.
the speed going. And what speed are you getting to before you start to have that happen?
I'm going to pass on that one because that's a secret little tidbit inside of the American Magic team. And I don't want Mario coming down here
We
and
will
yelling at
know, right? We will know when we see it,
me.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a great question. And so when you look around the fleet and you contemplate what the others have done and how they're sailing their boat and how they alleviate the cavitation speed with certain angles of trim, it's a very, I'm very impressed. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk on Sports Byline, and we are talking with Terry Hutchinson of the American Magic team in Barcelona at the America's Cup. So tell me a little bit about your team and tell us who the team people on the boat are going to be, and then how many you have supporting behind the scenes and rotating in.
We have, so on the sailing team, we have, you know, with coaches and everybody, we have 19 people. We have 170 people inside of our team. On the actual sailboat in the afterguard on the starboard side of the boat is Tom Slingsby. And he's sitting behind him in the back seat is Michael Menninger. And Michael trims going upwind on starboard. And we tack to port, Michael flies the boat. So on the port side of the yacht is Paul Goodison. And sitting back seat behind Paul is Andrew Campbell. And again, on port tack, Andrew trims, and on starboard tack, Andrew flies the boat. And then we have a rotation of nine cyclers that will basically be the power plant of Patriot. And you know, we'll rotate through those guys as the conditions and as we see fit to the power requirements on the day.
Well, Tom Slingsby was actually the fourth guest on the Sailsport Talk Show in 2019.
All right.
I'm super excited to see him working with you guys and seeing what comes of that.
Yeah, you know, he's a great sailor, and we're fortunate to have him on our team. You know, he's one of those guys that you'd rather be with than be racing against.
Yes.
And I can say that the same thing about Goody and Michael and Rookie and Lucas and Riley and all the other afterguard members. And so, you know, the strength of the team is the team. Obviously, Tom's skills, as we've seen on the Sail GP, are second to none. And, you know, he and all share gold medals at different Olympics in the laser class, and both are Moth World champions. And so, you know, they're in an elite pedigree of sailors in the foiling world, and yet that's who they're going against as well. So, you know, it'll, like I said earlier, it'll take their absolute best on the day over the course of a series to win the America's Cup.
In the America's Cup in 2013 in San Francisco, I had a little 25-foot sailboat, and the Oracle team was doing their preliminary races for, you know, just practicing. So they used this as a buoy to go around. And
Would have been quite a sight.
I've been on the chase boats, you know, so I'm where I'm going high speed. But I mean, my boat at that time, because I have a 36 foot now, but my boat at that time was just a monohull. It was going maybe 5 knots, right? But the contrast of speed and being able to see the boat come around and from that perspective of just really very close and on the water, it was my first hook into the America's Cup.
And those boats were impressive. I mean, for what they were and for the time of the development that everybody had on them, they were impressive pieces of kit for sure. But the speed capabilities now of the 75 are far superior, particularly upwind.
Well, and that's really what America's Cup is all about, is pushing forward the design.
Yeah, that's
And
right.
because it's not just a race about talent and teamwork, it's also a race about what's the future for boating, finds its way into even commercial recreational boating.
Yeah, no, that's right. And it's, you know, I mean, that it's hard to probably draw a parallel from an AC 75 down to your 36 footer.
No, I don't think there's much.
At the same time, I couldn't hop in an IndyCar or a Formula One car and drive the thing or even begin to think about how to start the engine. But I can drive my Volkswagen home at night. So, you know, and so it's a similar It's a similar concept. And, but there are certain things inside these boats that are just, that are tip of the spear. And really, I think the operating systems and the Megatronic side and the control systems are very, you know, leading edge in the technology. And that actually can be passed down to different elements and different aspects of our sport.
It seems that there's a lot more aerodynamic. It's more like an airplane sometimes. I think
it is.
The foiling.
Yeah. Yeah, the mainsail is a soft sail. It's not a hard wing. It's a soft sail. It's a double skinned soft sail. So yeah, the aerodynamic side is where all the gain is. And not all the gain, but you know, the aero and the hydro and the hydrodynamics and the parts that are in the water is are really the major drag component. And so learning the idiosyncrasies of the boat and how to set each specific setting and each cant angle and so on and so forth. You know, it's pretty revolutionary in that regard. It's exciting to be a part of.
Karen Lyle with Terry Hutchinson here for the American Magic Team America's Cup coming up in Barcelona.
Thank you, Karen.
This show was brought to you by Grays Harbor Historical Seaport, the Port of Seattle, and the State of Washington. Fly into the Seattle International Airport on your next trip and visit the Port of Seattle and her historic seaports.